This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by City of Hope, Conet, Bahamas, Dunkin' Donuts, Kelly's Home Center, Maison, Bahamas, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Wellstar Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Day afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. The things today to talk about, I'd like to. One of which I will use more than anything else as a instructive something. Lesson of sort, right? the Free National Movement found itself needing to put out a press statement in which Lincoln, being the leader of the coalition of independent candidates, accused Mr. Pintard of threatening Mr. Forbes, the House clerk, for refusing, as it is put, to refusing to take Iram Lewis off the Public Accounts Committee at the request of the leader of the opposition. The press release says, "It has come to my attention that Mr. Lincoln Bain continues to make several false claims about the management of the Public Accounts Committee. Among them is a particular bogus claim that I threatened House Clerk David Forbes and declared PAC meetings will not resume unless Mr. Iram Lewis is removed. These claims are false, but Mr. Bain has a long history of fabrications. Bringing a hardworking public servant like Mr. Forbes into his search for relevance is a new low, even for him. The Public Accounts Committee is not a playground for clout. It is a serious place to conduct the people's business. With the customary observance of the Easter holiday behind us and several of its members, the business of the Public Accounts Committee will continue on schedule," says Mr. Michael Pintard, leader of His Majesty's Loyal Opposition, chairman of the Public Accounts Committee. So, as you know, one of the standing committees of the House of Assembly is the Public Accounts Committee. And really, it is the juggernaut committee of the House of Assembly, because it is that committee that has responsibility in the House for oversight of the handling of the public accounts of the government, right? The country. And it is regarded with such seriousness that it is the only committee on which the chairman is the opposition leader or an opposition person. That's how seriously it is considered. It is regarded as so serious that in order to demonstrate seriousness and fidelity to the notion of accountability, you put not the government member on as the chairman, but the opposition member, and particularly the leader, as the chairman. Right? It has both opposition members and government members. That's important to note. I didn't say PLP and FNMs. It has both opposition members and government members in the House of Assembly. The members are either government members or opposition members or independents. That's how it works. It is government, people who caucus with the opposition, or you're independent, you caucus by yourself. In the present construction of the House of Assembly, there are majority of members who caucus with the government, and there are majority of members who caucus with the opposition. But there is one member of the opposition whose caucusing is on behalf of the coalition of independent candidates, and that's the member for Central Grand Bahama, who recently removed himself from the Free National Movement, the official opposition's caucusing. So the Public Accounts Committee is a very serious committee. Now, I have confirmed definitively that any accusation that Michael Pintard, the leader of the opposition, threatened Mr. David Forbes, the clerk of the House, is blatantly untrue. Never happened, never happened, not even remotely happened. Not even remotely. But what I do understand is that a request was made opposition to have Mr. Lewis, who had been named to the Public Accounts Committee. So let me back it up. All appointments to these committees of the House are made by the Speaker of the House. Let's be clear on that. All. They're made by the Speaker of the House. But what the Speaker of the House has customarily done is to take nominations for those appointments from the two major parties sitting in the House of Assembly, the governing party and the opposition party, or the governing side and the opposition side. Let's put it that way. And so it has been the norm for the Prime Minister to nominate the government members to the Public Accounts Committee, and for the leader of the opposition to nominate the opposition members to the Public Accounts Committee. The Speaker of the House may or may not take those nominations. Doesn't have to, but it has been the custom of the Speaker to take those nominations as given by the leader of the governing party and the leader of the opposition party. That's been standard. So as it now is constituted, the members of the Public Accounts Committee, the chair being the leader of the opposition, have been nominated in the majority by the leader of the opposition and then by the prime minister as the leader of the governing party in the minority, at least as far as the Public Accounts Committee is concerned, and the Speaker so appointed those nominees. So when Aram Lewis became a member of the Public Accounts Committee, he was so appointed because he was a nominee of the official opposition. Having now removed himself from the official opposition, the official opposition feels like he should be removed and they should be able to replace him with someone who they desire. Now, the leader of the opposition can make that request of the speaker, but the speaker is not obliged to grant him that request. My understanding is there may have been an understanding on his part that the speaker was so obliged to do, but that's not the case. The speaker is not so obliged, right? If the speaker wanted to maintain the custom of having members on the committee consistent with the governing side and the because Mr. Lewis being there is still opposition, so nothing is wrong now with his being there as a opposition member, because he's still in opposition to the government, which is necessary to maintain the spirit of the Public Accounts Committee as having a majority of members opposed to the government to hold the government's feet to the fire insofar as his public accounts is concerned, to make sure that the government doesn't override determinations of the Public Accounts Committee simply because it has a majority, when it is the government's behavior that's being evaluated by the Public Accounts Committee. So in as much as that Mr. Lewis continues to be a member in opposition to the government, the constitution of the Public Accounts Committee is as it ought to be in terms of numbers of person opposed and numbers of person in support of the government. So the request was made. My understanding is that the leader of the opposition then, would be advised as to the speaker's prerogative in the request, and that there may have been some, what there was a determination that, okay, well, we'll not meet until the speaker has resolved the matter in terms of making a determination. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, in terms of resolving, the speaker make a determination and then you move on. I really don't think one way or the other it really matters in the material, if as long as you have enough, you have a majority of members opposite to the government on the Public Accounts Committee. But any notion that Mr. Forbes was threatened is just blatantly false, blatantly untrue. And I didn't tell you all before, you know who ran here campaigning on the FNM side, the PLP side, the COI side, DNA side, any other side? In as much as I can verify any false, misleading, incorrect, inconsistent narratives, I will seek to do so as a part of the service we provide here on the show to keep people adequately, accurately, as informed as we can. So that's where it stands. If the speaker says no, he's going to stay on, then that's it. Move on. Go do your work on the Public Accounts Committee and carry on smartly. If she says, okay, I will replace him, then fine. She replaces him. You give your nomination. She accepts it, makes the appointment. You go do your work so that the Public Accounts Committee can carry on its business. All the other politics, you have to leave to the politicians. All right, so I hope that helpful, but that's my understanding of where the thing rests for the moment. The second thing I wanted to talk about is this. I am confused. I really, honestly, I'm not even joking. I'm confused. I really am confused. And maybe there's someone out there who can clarify my confusion. Sometimes the government, through Latrey Ramming, its communications director, or through the office of the prime minister, suggests that the government is still negotiating agreements in relation to the energy reform effort it is promoting. That agreements have not been concluded. Sometimes it's been said by the prime minister. Sometimes it's been said by the minister. And then they say, and when these are concluded, then we will go ahead and table them in the House of Assembly. But then, PIKE, for instance, which is a part of one of these negotiated agreements, uses its public relations firm to confirm the conclusion of the agreement. They're being cute and saying, we are still negotiating. They are saying that they have concluded their agreement with the government and are at work in pursuit of that agreement. Right? We see them at work. We know them to be at work. And then on one occasion, when asked about the PIKE public relations announcement about the agreement, the prime minister said to the Nassau Guardian's reporter, this is on tape. Well, all of the agreements have been concluded. And shortly, these agreements will be tabled. Yet, the agreements we are being told by some remain under negotiations. Well, some of the agreements can't be under negotiations related to the energy reform. We know that through a competitive process, some of the agreements involve installation of solar energy in the Family Islands, and that those RFPs have been, competitive RFPs have been concluded. And they have not been tabled in the House of Assembly. These are all part, remember, the government says it has a comprehensive energy reform program. To date, not one agreement has been tabled. Notwithstanding, the prime minister himself speaks of the energy reform program as in progress, and he even says that results of the program are already being felt to the tune of $90 million in savings here, there, and there, and other places. So he speaks about a program his government has instituted as if it is a fait accompli, and yet, on the other hand, the agreements that are supposed to make this all work are still under negotiation some days, and then all concluded other days, having been tabled any day. It's confusing. And I think sometimes what happens is that we try, you know, the supporters and others of the government, and I understand it, they get confused about what it is we're saying. Because the effort to produce a good, which is a more stable, a more reliable, a more sustainable energy sector. The effort to do that is a brilliant effort and has been an effort being undertaken by successive administrations in the Bahamas. It don't make no difference to me what nobody says. Successive administrations have been doing so. And all of the elements of the current reform exercise have been being pursued by the former administrations in the country. Or whether they got as far or as advanced or used the modalities or used the entities that the current administration used is neither here nor there. The effort to do so was an effort being carried out by successive administrations. So there's no disputing the validity and the nobility of that effort. Indeed, every citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas should want the results that such an effort could produce. Every citizen, a more stable, more reliable, cost-effective, sustainable electricity network in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is just fantastic for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That is not the issue. So don't give the government a break, give the government time, et cetera, because the government has all the time that it has. Nobody can take that from the government. And the agreements that have been signed and the people involved on the private side are going to affect what they have to do in pursuit of the agreements as they are required to under the obligations that they have signed. So not a worry, Stan. So God bless them. Hope all the results that you pursue get done. Hope you make some money in the process. God bless you. That's how it's supposed to work. What is problematic is the way the government is proceeding in respect of the matter insofar as accountability and transparency is concerned. Frankly, I refuse to believe that these agreements are taking that long to negotiate, given that people are already on the ground working. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you are still negotiating these agreements, especially when the Prime Minister himself said all the agreements have been concluded. I don't believe it. Why the agreements have not been tabled, I don't understand that either. I really don't. I don't understand why they have not. Now, what is likely to happen is you can get close to the election, when people will be taken up with all kinds of things. You could pile up a ton of agreements in the House of Assembly. You can take 10,000 people to wade through, et cetera. And then we can have one firestorm of political drama and activities, and nobody can really be able to sort nothing out until after the election. You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brother Lai.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I was enjoying the shows for the past couple of weeks, but I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to juxtapose a little chemistry and engineering with the economic side, and let's say cost-effective, right? And then relating, trying to explain to the average citizen, I guess it's called by kilowatts, right, per hour, right? And so wouldn't it be prudent to document reduced fuel consumption on document, say we have stopped this amount of fuel from wasting or consumption as far as efficiency on the cost, reducing the cost of the fuel, given that fuel is the diesel fuel, the bunker fuel, it actually produces more CO2 per pound per gallon than the LNG and the gasoline, right? It's just a few more than the gasoline, but I'm looking at it from a carbon science. I'm trying to juxtapose some of these things, and I just want you to comment. So what I'm saying is, there are certain practices that you can put in place as an engineer to reduce fuel consumption, even if it's regular maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. But I just thought that when you look at the fuel surcharge, maybe you could expound on that for me, because I'm kind of ignorant. I hear about it, but I can't remember why it's incurred. So I want to juxtapose that. Is that have something to do with fuel wastage, et cetera,
well,
et cetera?
Well, let me just interrupt you, because a good question. Because the cost of fuel, the cost to purchase the fuel, is driven by outside sources, the people from whom you buy the fuel. So you don't get to control that at all. And so wherever that goes, that becomes a cost to you, because it's being driven by the people who produce and supply the fuel. What happens is, if that increases, the law permits the power company to pass that cost on to you and me as a surcharge, because it is not a thing within the control of the power company.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Mr. Lang. I really appreciated that one. Yeah, really. But now, naive, if I said that they can document all of that. Like, let's say, well, you know, you say you move into a cost effective, let's say by this year you achieve this amount of solar energy, and you're showing the reduction in the consumption of fuel on the whole, and just along with just with wastage and what you just said about prices and all that will make people feel much better, because, and then familiarizing people with the kilowatt per hour, which I don't know what it is, 25 or 30 cents per kilowatt now, I don't know. And people can actually, seeing it as a digital paradigm now, they could actually see the take one reading 1 month, then take another reading month and subtract and do the kilowatts hour themselves, right? I know my pa used to do it. I'll just hang up and listen, but I just thought they could do a better job in relaying. When you say cost effective, people were like, I mean, there's nothing wrong by asking if they can document it or prove it, because they may need to see it. And so in the winter months, consumption is down. In the summer months, we're looking to see what they can do. We know they have to upgrade the infrastructure, but I just thought that the fuel consumption is, you know what I mean, is nothing beyond their control. But what about wastage? You know, there's a lot of fuel go to wastage as an engineer. I'm looking at it from an engineering standpoint, Mr. Lang. And then I was just trying to get you to comment on it from an economic standpoint. But you did clarify for me really and truly the surcharge. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, man. Thank you. But cost effectiveness, when I use the term, I'm using it in terms of a citizen saying, you know what? I am confident that the fuel, the cost that I'm being charged relates more to genuine cost of a properly run BPL than it relates to wastage and all kinds of other things that do not an ought known to me, right? And so that's what I mean. Of course, on the BBL side, it means that we are, in fact, incurring cost only connected to legitimate activities of a properly run organization. That's what I mean. Now, whether that puts you at $15, 15 cents a kilowatt hour, 20 cents a kilowatt hour, 30 cents a kilowatt hour, then, you know, that's a different story. But that's what I mean. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, 100 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Get ready for the pre-Mother's Day sale at Conn in Bahamas, April 16th to May 16th. 35% off everything in the store except the AC units. Enhance your home with beautiful new cabinetry. Granite or quartz countertops, PVC and hurricane impact windows, beautiful porcelain tiles, vinyl or laminate flooring. It's a 35% off pre-Mother's Day sale at Conn in Bahamas. All locations, Freeport, Nassau, Abaco, and Eleuthera. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Have you heard? Windsor Lakes is having an exclusive open house this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tour 65 acres of lakefront luxury in premium electric vehicles. See the progress and learn about custom home packages, special financing options, and more. single-family and multifamily lots available. We'll see you this Saturday on Adelaide Road to visualize the serene way of life. Visit MaisonBahamas.com/Windsor Lakes to learn more. That's MaisonBahamas.com/Windsor Lakes.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust you are well. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You know, if and it happens in private life, it happens in public life, you can have your good be evil spoken of if some things you do or don't do leads people to feel a certain kind of way about what you're doing. And I just think that given the massive effort that the government indicates it's undertaking with respect to energy reform, that it would have served itself better to have rolled out this process in a more transparent manner. And why it hasn't, honestly, I am clueless. Because you presumably, right, you as a government, you only do things because you believe will be good for the people you're doing it for. But that's not the only criteria for good governance. You know, can I tell you that as a people, getting results are not the only criteria for good governance, because you can get results for people. You can get it using really evil, wicked, corrupt means. You can, the government can. Let me give you an example. Can I give you an example of that? The government could substantially reduce crime, murders in the Bahamas. Substantially. You say, well, why? Well, think about it. The government knows that most murders are done by Black males in the Bahamas of a certain age in New Providence. The government knows that. It is fair to say that the police probably have a list of suspicious persons who they believe are likely to participate in such crimes, because as they often say, these people are known to us. The government could illegally and unconstitutionally lock every single one of them up. Every single one. And don't give no explanation. Don't give any due process. Don't give anything of that. The government could incarcerate all of them, and it could do it secretly. And maybe some of us don't even know it. And the family members start saying something, and the government could just ignore it. But all of a sudden, you notice just a substantial reduction in murder. The government could do that. But we know that depriving anyone of their liberty, saving and except for court sanctioned sentencing, is unconstitutional against the law. And the government would lose faith using that kind of. The government could clean up all kinds of areas, all kinds of areas in the Bahamas that are dirty now, and could do so just using its friends, giving contracts out without competitive bidding or anything like that. Just do it and give it to its friends and make sure it's done. And you'd have a great clean area. But is that how you want it done? So getting results for the public is only one part of the good governance equation. The other part of the good governance equation is keeping faith with the public. So it's getting results and keeping faith. It's just getting results and being trustworthy in the process. That those two things make up good governance. And so it's not just getting results. That's why you hear everywhere you go how important it is to be transparent and to be accountable. Transparency says, I can see what you are doing. That's what transparency says. If you make it possible for me to see what you are doing. Even if I don't see what you are doing immediately, you make it possible for me to find out. That's what the Freedom of Information Act and these kinds of things are about. Accountability is about being willing to explain what you are doing and the rationale. Those are elements of good governance, not just results. So those people who call into these shows and text into these shows and write and talk about, we just want the results. No, we don't just want the results. We don't. We want the results to be had in a manner that maintains faith in government and institutions in the country. Those are both important. Right. And so having boasted, as the prime minister has, that he's undertaking this massive reform, this comprehensive reform, the idea would have been roll it out in a manner where it's transparent and accountable. And then people get to say, oh, wow, we're going to get that. And plus, look at how they did this. And how do you know they did this? Do you know how they did it? Because this is how you did it. I find it interesting and intriguing. Like, for instance, Latre Raming says that the government, that people of the Bahamas have confidence in the agreements or something that the government, these are signed, et cetera. But how you could have confidence in something you never see? Why would I have confidence in something? I could have confidence in a government because I believe in them, I support them, but I can't have confidence in something I don't see. I don't realize. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, my brother.
Good, man. How are you?
All right, man. It's always good to hear from you. This is Lincoln Bain.
Hey, what's up?
All right, yeah, man. I had persons call me to tell me that you were discussing me on the show or the matter that we had addressed. And you had said that I sunk to a new low for some reason. I don't know why you said that.
Hold on, sir. Listen to me. When your people report to you, they need to be careful. I read a statement from the Free National Movement that said you have sunk to a new low. I don't know if you saw their press statement.
Thank you. That was actually an FNM that called me. It was one of your people, not one of my people.
Not one of my people, bro. On this show, I don't know people.
Yeah.
I don't know people. And I don't know who called you.
I called to really set the record straight. I mean, in journalism.
And I have to tell you, I'd be really curious that an FNM decided to leave the show to call you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's something.
So I just want to say that our biggest concern is not the petty squabble in the back and forward. We said nothing that we knew to be untrue. Everything that we said was true. And while the statement said that we said something,
did you say Michael Pinta threatened David Forbes?
Say again?
Did you say Michael Pinta threatened David Forbes?
We did not say that he threatened David Forbes. We are educated persons. We know when someone is speaking, what they're speaking to. There was a threat that he would sue. There was a threat that he would sue. He made an implication that he would sue to get his way. That was in the first transaction that he had with Mr. Forbes. That was right shortly after the April 2nd transaction. Michael Pintar did not hold the PAC that Monday, that Tuesday, when it was supposed to be, and he didn't give anyone any notice. And then we heard that he wrote a letter saying that he wanted Hiram Lewis removed.
No, but Mr.
Bain, there was no real reason for it.
Mr. Bain, seriously though, see, I don't mind you coming on the show to refute a thing that I have said. Right, and this is the only thing I said about what the FNM statement said. I said, if anyone, I didn't even call your name, sir. I read the statement. I said, if anyone suggests that Michael Pintar threatened David Forbes in any way, it is patently untrue because I have already confirmed that to not be the case. Already done so. I said,
no one said that he threatened him with harm in any way.
I didn't say with harm. I said threatened.
Okay. I accept what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that there was a threat that he would take it to court. That is a threat. Did you confirm that? Because I confirmed that. All right. So I can speak to that. And that was after the letter was done. And in the recent transaction, he came back again and insisted that Hiram Lewis be removed, and that was this week. And then there was the saying that until the matter is addressed, that there would be no PAC meetings. He wouldn't call any PAC meetings.
You and I agreed on that. I said that. I said he indicated that until the speaker.
Yes, he did. So in other words, he is saying that until Hiram Lewis is removed, he's threatening that he won't call any
No, sir. I confirmed that what he indicated was that they would not meet until the speaker has made a determination on his request.
The speaker has already made a determination from the letter was done earlier.
My brother, that is not the understanding I have. Based on the conversations I had today, it is not. I didn't have a conversation yesterday. I had a conversation today.
Okay, no problem. What I'm saying to you is what is important is not the petty jabs that Michael put in that letter that he keeps seeming to put in these press statements and throwing across the House of Assembly. What is important is the... It takes nothing from Michael to continue the business of the people and have Hiram Lewis there. He has a personal problem with Hiram Lewis, and as leaders, our personal problems should not affect the business of the people. So are you saying that for a whole month you didn't call the PAC? He made it seem like it was because some Easter break. There was no Easter break. And he said, like, the persons who are on the PAC, you could see them at the House of Assembly because the House of Assembly carried on even 2 days after Easter.
But there was an Easter break.
Not for the PAC. The PAC.
What you mean? I've been in the House Assembly for 10 years, and during the Easter, ain't no business at the House has been done. During the Easter break.
The PAC. In fact, that's one of the taboos.
That's one of the taboos of the House of Assembly to be doing things during Easter.
I'm not talking about the House of Assembly. I'm talking about the PAC.
The PAC is an organ of the House of Assembly. None of those organs meet during Easter break.
And if you could just let me speak, my brother. Let me
tell you something. What I'm not going to do, because I don't do it to anybody. I'm not going to let you make a statement that is, as far as I know and understand, to be untrue. And you cannot tell me that any organ of the House of Assembly meets during the Easter break. None.
I'm not saying they meet on the Easter break.
But you just said that there was no Easter break. He said there was an Easter break, and you said there's no Easter break.
I said reference to the PAC, the meetings that were not called or not attended had nothing to do with the Easter break. Because
well, that's
Easter
a different statement you're making now. That's
Iram
a different statement.
Iram was preparing
statement.
To come here on the 8th for the PAC. Tintad stopped it. Please go and call the clerk and find out. You made a statement. You made a statement about what is customary in the House of Assembly, but you forgot the fact that when Ingram left the PLP or was removed, he was made a part of the PAC as an independent.
Oh, no question. No. See, Lincoln, if you did not listen to me and you listen to what other people are telling you, then you can misunderstand and misrepresent what I'm saying. I don't disagree with you at all.
No, I heard that
Mr. Ingram,
part of the joke.
I said, listen, there is nothing wrong with Iram Lewis being a member of PAC.
You did.
Nothing.
And that is correct.
Because he is a member opposite to the government.
Yes, and we need to add this part of it, and this is what I was advised by the House of Assembly, that Iram Lewis is a member of an official opposition. And as a member of the official opposition, he has a right to be on that committee.
No,
if he was a member of the Free National Movement, then Mr. Pintard would be free to remove him as he pleases. But he is a member of another official opposition party, not His Majesty's loyal opposition, but an official opposition party, which the clerk has expressed on the news. And so the issue here is that we do not, as leaders, need to let our personal grievances affect the business of the people. The
I got you, Mr. Bean. Seriously, I got you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. See, let me tell you all something, right? You ain't gonna do this to me. No one will do this to me. Not Michael Pintard, not Lincoln Bean, not Prime Minister Davis, no one. You are not going to come on the show, bypass the theme of what I was dealing with, dismiss it like it ain't no issue, and then to try to get your narrative out. You're not going to use the show for that. Nothing that Mr. Bean said about Mr. Lewis being on the show or being on the PAC and being a member of an opposition was contradictory to what I said. Nothing. I didn't have any discussion about any what is petty this and that and the next thing. You can't make claims about people and don't expect them to refute you. And so there's nothing petty about saying to someone you are talking untruthfully about me. There's nothing petty about that. Because when you are a leader, your words should have integrity. Every single word you have when you are in public life should have integrity. Everyone. So you don't just go and... That's why you should be careful to say things that's accurate, that is not refutable, except you say, well, you know, I'm not sure, but this is what I think. You can't say a man threatened somebody, then turn around and say, well, everybody knows. No, it's the way they read things. You should say what you mean and mean what you say. That's everybody. And then when you are when it's addressed, now you want to downplay that part of it so you can upplay your narrative. That's just nonsense. I'm not gonna let the show be used for that purpose. The point of the matter is, Mr. Pintard, as far as I was informed, did not threaten David Forbes, the clerk. That's the point. If he threatened to go to the courts if a matter arose, okay. But that wasn't what seemed to have been conveyed. Okay. Right? But it's not appropriate to simply be dismissive of a correction of a point that seems to be a thought that seems to have been conveyed out there. And it doesn't matter if it was Mr. Bean or it was Mr. Pintard or any one of them. And this notion that the COI is an official opposition party, since when? Where that? No, Hiram Lewis is a member of the House of Assembly, and he's a member of the House of Assembly in opposition to the government. He has joined the COI.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some reading or rendering. In fact, my understanding is it might well be true. It might be true.
Right?
You know, I don't know.
But that's not the issue. The CO, you're not on the Public Accounts Committee as PLP, FNM, or CII, you know. You're not. You're not in that. I keep asking you all, have you ever seen anybody? Well, the other day, I think I heard Michael Pintard. First, he said he rose on behalf of the people of Marco City. And then I think I heard him talk about the FNM, rising above the FNM or something. And I was thinking to myself, really? Really? Nobody rises on behalf of any political party in House Assembly. You rise on behalf of the constituents or the constituency. And so you're a member opposite, or you're a member of the government. No COI or DNA or PLP or FNM. That's your party affiliation. And so Hiram Lewis would not be an illegitimate member of the PAC, because he is a member opposite to the government. And so therefore the majority of them still be COI members. We got a lot to talk about when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break. Take a stand.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Calling all veterinarians, pet lovers, and animal care professionals. Join DLEAP for the inaugural Pet Stem Cell Conference, May 3rd, 2025, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Goldwyn Hotel Cable Beach. Discover the exciting future of pet healing with stem cell therapies, AI breakthroughs, and precision medicine for dogs, cats, horses, and more. Hear from world-renowned scientists and veterinarians, Dr. Jonathan Lakey, Dr. Adrienne Muto, and Dr. Omer Thomas, sharing revolutionary methods in pain reduction, prevention of blindness, and overall animal health. Purchase your tickets now at the Bahamas Humane Society, Herbal Healing Clinic, and Foot RX, or our website. DLEAP Associates, be a part of this history-making event, the inaugural Pet Stem Cell Conference, May 3rd at the Goldwyn Hotel Cable Beach.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, Shivago. Nkrumah here.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Wonderful, man. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hold on, Nikki. You know one of our childhood friends just called your name but a week ago? He and Grandmama.
Yeah. I call you to congratulate you on the way you just dismantled the sophistry being perpetrated by Mr. Bain. That's all I call. Because oftentimes I sit and I listen to shows where this internationally, and the hosts allow people to come on, spreading all kind of falsehood, and doesn't dismantle them. Excellent job. That's all I got to say, man. Congratulations. You're doing well. Outstanding performance. Have a beautiful day.
You too, my brother. Thanks. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We'll be listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing? Just let me turn off my radio here. Mr. Lang,
how you doing? Hey, Adam. What's up?
Yeah. Just let me first say, I've listened to the speech that was given by Mr. Bain and Mr. Aaron Rose, who sat next to him. But first, let me give you some background information. As you know, I serve as chairman of a political party where we too had one position in the House of Assembly. We took advice from KC's Action in the United Kingdom and in Canada, and they explained to us at that particular time what is called proportional representation individuals in the House of Assembly. At that particular time, it was said that we had 0.02% representation, and even though the opposition had a minor side, the Constitution actually gave them certain protections as to representation, such as senators, et cetera, et cetera. It said that we needed to have at least four and a third people, or something of that sort, to be entitled to one senator or one guaranteed position on each committee. It says that it then became under the discretion of the Speaker of the House, for which a request has to be made, and it becomes her or his discretion as to what they want to what wants to happen. And you can, and he says customarily, if you do not meet that quota of having at least the percentage representing 1%, you do not have any particular rights to sit on any committee, and it becomes a discretion unless you have an agreement with the official opposition for what is called an alliance or coalition of working together as part of a broader opposition alliance. And what I'm disappointed is that
our system does not nuance appointments in that way. The appointments are at the discretion of the Speaker. Only in our case, with respect to the committees in the House, the Speaker take nominations from the leaders of the major parties. That has been the custom, right? I don't know what Mr. Bain knows and understands to be the case, but the custom in the Bahamas has been quite clear. He is right, though. But he is right, though, to say that Hubert Alexander Ingram in 1987, when he was elected an independent member, was in fact placed
on the committee
without any objection by the
opposition.
The opposition party, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying to you. I was about to tell you, he says there's nuances based on what Canada does and the United Kingdom does based on precedent, or as you say, customs within the House of Assembly. Now what I want to do, though, I want to speak about the video, because I am embarrassed. You made a very, very important statement concerning the integrity of an individual. And here's why I say that. Because I read that video for which he sat quiet as Lincoln Bain modified those statements to bring this type of image, and Aaron did nothing to correct him, you know. And so as if, though, Lincoln led him, and he made a statement, and then he mumbled some things to allow Lincoln Bain to redefine what is actually happened. And so if anyone, and I expect Aaron being there for 7 years, or was it 8 years or whatever, that he would understand the procedures. We understand Lincoln's arrogance of ignorance regarding a lot of different things.
But Lincoln Bain just said that Mr. Pintas threatened Mr. Forbes that he would take the matter to court.
But
listen to me. That is patently also untrue from what I understand. And they may have corroboration for that in a short while, right?
Right.
But here's the other thing. Mr. Bain is the one who's been telling Mr. Pintard, if you ain't like what the government doing, carry it to court.
Right.
So how is that a threat now?
But see, this is where that's what I'm saying, he moves the coast. He moves the gold coast. Like, for instance, his initial argument is the PAC has never met. Adam says, no, we've met every single week. Parliament met. Listen to what he said.
Active member of the PAC, from what I understand.
Yes, he is. And so this is where what you had is a leader trying to sow a narrative, and a submissive member of the of Parliament allowing him to give misinformation or miscue. For instance, Aaron literally would try to deny that. He said no, like he didn't speak to the clerk or anything. And Lincoln says, "But let me tell you what let me say it in my words and what the community and how people in the whatever said."
And yeah, so, and that's when it gets dangerous. That's when it gets very dangerous and oftentimes reckless.
And no, reckless. Absolutely, it was reckless. And Aram sat there for 25 minutes. I expected so much more from Aram, knowing him personally, to allow himself to be led down the street. I expected him to say no.
I don't know why would you expect that? Seriously, why would you expect that?
No, because I would expect that he remember, this is a guy that once put himself out to lead the Free National Movement. That you would try, at least in the House of Assembly, to maintain
man,
a certain
please,
level
man,
of credibility.
Please, Mr. No, Lewis joined the COI.
No, I did.
He joined the COI. He left the FNM and joined the COI.
No,
you expect something?
No, I expect, I said, okay, in anger you can make decision, but I don't think you'd become insane, okay? Or an imbecile.
I got you, Brother Allen. Thank you. I understand. Thank you. Boy, I tell you. Oh, my. Oh. Interesting. Very interesting. Members of Parliament, political figures, members of Parliament in the Bahamas have a duty. So I wonder, how did the dialogue between the chief clerk, the clerk of the House, and the leader of the opposition get in the hearing of Mr. Bain? How did that happen? And even if you say X, Y, and Z is the case, why are you calling the clerk name? He's civil servant, you know. Civil servant, man. He not no politician. I don't know. Tell you something, boy. Desperation in any circle is a recipe for reckless conduct. You hear me? When you have people, and I mean this, and I mean I don't care if it's FNM, PLP, or DNA, to be strongly desirous to succeed in your endeavors, that's totally understandable. But desperation to succeed in your desires means that you'll do anything to accomplish them. That is a dangerous scenario. And you could, and so let me tell you something, right? Mr. Bain called my show and said, when I said, I said, when your people, see, I didn't say the people had to be a COI, you know, I said, when your people call you, let them make sure they convey to you things accurately. He said, the person was an FNM. Let me ask you all, you all live in the same world I live in. Now, what manner of FNM is likely to call Mr. Bean from my show to tell report on what they said and do so incorrectly? Well, tell me what manner of FNM is that person. Tell me. Somebody text me and tell me what manner of person. That's like you call the COI and use a PLP to tell them what the prime minister say about him. What manner of PLP would that be? A PLP or a FNM in name only. That's what that'll have to be. You have to be somebody. Your interest can't be your party's. Your interest has to be something else. Now, I don't disbelieve Mr. Bean. Now, you have FNM supporters who ain't on the FNM run in the FNM led by Michael Pinta. They are on a different run, desirous of a FNM run by others. So I'm not denying that a FNM could call him, but don't drop no FNM name like that or no FNM title like that, believing I'm gonna accept. Or some very supportive FNM break off running to call you to tell you, oh, this would like say, and then can convey it wrongly. You listen to that. I mean, call the show to say, I said, you reach a new low. I mean, and I know it. His text says, oh, he lied. Ain't no real FNM will do that. Ain't no FNM supporting the FNM, ain't no PLP supporting the PLP can do that. Not to my knowledge. And if you are such a person, boy, you are a different kind of creature on planet Earth. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. Lincoln is our man. Hiram is an honorable man. The COI is the only party that is rallying for Bahamians. Mr. Lang, you should be doing the same. You know, both parties are driving the country down the drain. I do not know. Don't tell me what I know. See, that's the problem with, you know what? That's the problem with y'all, man. You know how silly you sound to be telling me what we know? Me? You can't articulate for me, friend. You cannot. Do you ever listen to me? Do you ever see me stumble for words to be able to express myself? You should speak for yourself. I do not associate myself with anything you've written so far. Nothing. As you know, both parties are driving the country down the drain. You know that, Chivago. I know that. Well, I'm telling you, you are telling an outright lie. You know me? So that you're clear. So you bigger than that. And now you're going to try to play emotional games with me? Oh, tell C. Allen, stop singing for his supper. Support. Yeah, that's how you're like to denigrate people, because you ain't singing for your supper. What you singing for? You ain't singing for your supper. You is a real patriot, right? He's singing for his supper. That man ain't taking care of himself without anybody. He needs somebody. Ain't nobody interested in them kind of nonsense talk y'all just be talking about. Y'all are that some of y'all are shameful in your expressions and the way you deal with people who do not support you. Shameful. You are terrible and despicable the way some of you, so that you don't go and say, I say, oh, COI is despicable. Some of you, just like some FNMs are, just like some PLPs are, despicable in the way they talk about others who do not support them. Despicable. You tell them I said that. Some FNMs are like that. Some PLPs are like that. Some COIs are like that. Some DNAs are like that. Despicable in the way they talk about those who don't support their cause. And you are being despicable in this way. Say, Lincoln obviously is a threat to both parties. You got to be out your crazy mind. You got to be out your mind. What evidence would support that? What evidence? The amount of votes he got the last election? The amount of votes he got in the Bimini election? Why would somebody feel that way? Why? No, what people don't like is, people don't like a PLP leader, an FNM leader, or a COI leader speaking untruths, misinformation, or those kinds of things. And that's what people don't like. No matter who it comes from, do you not hear us talking about things the prime minister says? The FNM says? Same thing. Anybody interested in that? Right? And so stop talking the nonsense. Nonsense talk. This text says, Jelang, this is a hot and informative show today. I'm enjoying the dialogue today and listening inventively. They said, the BLB has an ad going around saying that the FNM is not sharing Oban file and the public, with the public. And mother's sick. They giving away BPL and ain't telling us nothing. First of all, the PLP cannot be saying that, but the PLP is in government. They could share every file Oban has right now, today. I mean, you're the government. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Party allegiance is why we find ourselves today challenged to move our country forward. We need leaders, not politicians. I got you, brother. So, but serious question, is the COI an official opposition, or does that opposition party simply have a member in the parliament? As far as I'm aware, it is not an official opposition party, as far as I'm aware. But it does have a person who is a member in the House of Assembly. But as to an official opposition party, I do not know that to be so. So Lincoln Baines' desperation for political power enables him to do or say anything for publicity. So Lincoln Baines was seeking to imply during his podcast that he spoke to the clinic, and he also spoke to Pintard. Lincoln Baines has claimed the same, that Brave has called him to tell him things, and the Church of Imbeciles eats up and argues how Brave has called Lincoln. Even with Iram sitting there and weakly choosing not to correct, even though he was going on one narrative and Lincoln was going on another. Well, I could tell you, Mr. Lang, the only way I vote for COI is if you is their leader. Integrity, my opinion, if I'm their leader. So Lincoln has his COI trolls calling the show now. He is so transparent and despicable. He am where? I do not despise any man's ambition, my friend. I might as well tell you, I don't despise any Bahamian citizen's choice to support whoever they support. I think that people should be able to do what will do that. But I, nonsense. I'm not going to do that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This April, Duncan is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support, and you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Duncan location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for Duncan, fueling communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 424-7296 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Let me get some of your text in today. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Oh, sorry. It says, bro, what you are saying is utter nonsense too. You singing for your supper is real. The whole nation could see that wake up, really? Now, what's real is the fantasy in your head. That's the fantasy because you believe everybody is like you, in desperate need of somebody to give them something. But that's only because you're reading other people by your own biography. And that's a mistake you're making, right? And you don't know anybody's situation. You know anybody's hearts. So it is absolute nonsense. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I want to repeat this point that I was making to the person who texted about who's singing for their supper. And I want to repeat this point in case any of you missed any of it. It is people try to read you in terms of their own autobiography. So that person must feel like they're in a desperate situation, and the only way that they would be able to support anybody is to do so for something. And so what they think is everybody who is seeking to support the FNM, seeking to support the PLP, other than the support of the COI, is singing for their supper, because that's what they would be doing, singing for their supper. Okay? They don't know anybody's hearts. They can't know why they're doing whatever they're doing. But they believe that they are doing what they're doing because they're the only pure people in the world.
They're the only people in the world who are legitimately and genuinely supportive and interested in the country, but everybody else singing for their supper. It is utter rubbish, utter nonsense. And then they wonder why. Many times, they wonder why they can't get more support. Well, you can't get more support because you keep dogging people who don't support your cause. It is an utterly stupid strategy. It is a stupid strategy for an FNM party. It's a stupid strategy for a PLP party. It's a stupid strategy for a COI party. Dogging people for believing what they believe. Instead of making your case for your party, you keep dogging people for believing what they believe. You don't get any votes that way, and that's why you stay around 7,000 votes every election. Whether you're DNA or COI, you stay that way because people ain't buying that you keep dogging them for believing what they believe in without making a genuine case for your own support. Right? All you do is do yourself harm. But carry on smartly, you know. The Akbar gets you, and it might actually get you somewhere. Carry on smartly. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. But as a swing voter, I'm waiting to hear what the opposition parties are running on. I'd like to know what ideas and legislative initiatives that are being considered and pursued. So far, I haven't heard any, only complaints of what the current is or is not doing. I make my decision based on substance. Just a comment. Enjoy the rest of your day. That's an actually great comment. Actually, great comment. That is as it ought to be. Really, you know, you listen to what ideas and other people come and put on the table, and then you go from there. This text says, me being identified as the spokesperson before the Bahamas National Citizens Coalition decided to become the Bahamas National Coalition Party. Oh, this is Ashley Allen. Okay. I am very troubled by any leadership of any party that is prepared to twist, wreck, distort the truth in order to get ahead. That bothers me. That bothers me greatly. And I repeat, it don't make no difference to me. And if it's COI, FNM, or PLP, leadership. I've seen leadership of all the parties do this. I have seen, right? I've seen, and I've called some of it out. I have, right? And I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about over time, right? You see, I've seen it. It's not the way. Now, I'm not saying people can't make mistakes. You can say something that's inaccurate. That happens. That happens because you may have thought something to be the case. You may have gotten misinformation from your people, right, in terms of speeches and what have you. That's possible. But to tell untruth and then double down on the untruth when faced with the facts, you must think me a fool. This text is Mr. Lang, regard this PAC matter of Iram Lewis and Pintard. While I'm in no way Lincoln Bain fan, as I really think he and his party's only a distraction, like the DNA party, the CDR party, until after next, but I agree with him. Mr. Pintard seeking to remove Iram Lewis from PAC, if true, is really petty. Come on, man. Mr. Pintard, don't you have bigger fish to fry than that matter? With elections on the horizon and the House likely to be dissolved, the general election in a little over 12 months. Now, let me tell you something, Texter. I agree with you, actually, about the fact that removing Iram Lewis would not be an issue for me. Would not. He is still, even though he caucuses with the COI, he is still a member opposite to the government, right? He's still a member opposite to the government, right? And the PAC is only about keeping the government's feet to the fire. Now, if he gets caught up in trying to do in the FNM while he's the purpose of being on the PAC, so I'm with you though. I'm 100% with you. I would not bother with it. I wouldn't bother with it. Really, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't bother with it because, again, you only require a majority of members opposite to the government. My understanding was and is that Mr. Lewis is, in fact, an active member of the panel. And let him continue to do that. I wouldn't. But that doesn't mean that Mr. Pintard should let Mr. Bean distort his words or misrepresent him in any way. He has a right. So you make a judgment and you decide, you know what, it'd be better if I find somebody on this who I have more confidence in to support what it is that I'm trying to do in the park, and you make that judgment. It's a judgment call. You make that with judgment, and now somebody is going to distort what you have said and done. I totally agree with calling them out. Call them out, because let me tell you something. I've been the victim of this. somebody came to visit me one time. I was doing something, and so my assistant, I was a minister of the government then. And my assistant said to them that I wasn't available. But when my assistant came and told me, I said, no, you should not have done that because I know the person well. So I went and sought the person out. You know, later on what was reported, I summoned them. And that's people who take liberties with the truth. They take great liberties because this is how they boost their ego. This is how they boost their reputation. This is how they boost their credibility, they hope. No, so you should call people out. Don't let nobody grandstand on your name, especially in a distorted way. Don't do that. But I agree with you 100%. 100%. It wouldn't make me know, never mind. Good evening, sir. This is what I said about Mr. Pintard. He is too petty to be a leader of this country. Why move Mr. Lewis? Both persons are in opposition. This is who Mr. Pintard is, a petty man. You're saying that because I know you to be somebody who is supportive of a party against Mr. Pintard. I've known Mr. Pintard longer than you. Longer than you have. Longer. I've known him for a very long time. And he is not a petty man. Not a petty man. He could make a judgment, but he's not a petty man. You don't want to hear petty. You don't want to hear me tell the stories of petty, brother. Trust me when I tell you that. In politics today, you don't want me to tell you the stories. Mr. Pintard is not a petty man. Make a judgment I probably would not have made, but not a petty man. Pettiness, you don't understand pettiness, maybe. But maybe you need to know the definition of petty. Petty man? Listen to me. If Mr. Pintard was a petty man, boy, you wouldn't. You don't want no petty. Let me tell you something. I had a leader of a party. Tell me. Oh, yeah, I know that they want you for that thing, but I tired of people telling me I only doing things for people who are against me. Petty? boy, you just against Mr. Pintard. But you know I know you. I want y'all to know, this texter know I know him. He always trying to tell me otherwise, but I know him. You know, he don't know I know him. We are listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break and be back after the break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. The storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access
to high-return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Homes 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to these remaining moments of the show. So glad that you could join and stay with us today. If you want to give us a call in these last moments, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. It's going to be very interesting, I think, how we play out in this election upcoming. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they indicated to me, they said, boy, you can tell that the season is upon us. You can tell by the way things are ramping up and the way people are posturing and posing. You can even family members are beginning to act in relation to their support one way or the other. And so you can tell that we're getting there. We're getting there. I have no doubt that all the players will act the part that they will act in pursuit of their ambitions, collective and individual ambitions. I've been around politics for a while, so they have pretty hard to surprise me in respect of anything that happens in the politics of the country. I was watching the House of Assembly yesterday, and saw Mr. Fred Mitchell, and I was just intrigued. I was intrigued because Mr. Bintad was making his points, and then Mr. Mitchell obviously was from his seat making some points, and then Mr. Bintad proceeded to talk about something in relation to Mr. Mitchell's commenting on things in Freeport, being from elsewhere and staying out of Freeport's business or some of the sort. And then Mr. Mitchell, in rising to take exception to that, said that essentially that Mr. Bintad was a man of fun. That's what he said. And that he was a comedian. To which Mr. Bintad said that he wouldn't participate in this kind of fun. To which Mr. Exception, I mean, great exception, and you know. And what intrigued me about it was the fact that people say things about you, and they're not intended to be flattering things. To call Michael Bintad a comedian and a man of fun was not to upgrade him, was not to flatter him, demean him. And Mr. Bintad saying what he said, I'm sure, was to demean Mr. Mitchell in return. Now, quite frankly, that kind of exchange is not an exchange that really edifies anything about the country by either side. It does not, right? I mean, but this is sometimes how the politics is played, right? This is how it is practiced, right? But what I find intriguing is, how do you say something demeaning to me and get all outside your skin if I say something demeaning to you? Like, I must be a rare jackleg for you to think that it's okay to demean me, but it's not okay for you to be demeaned. Mind you, in my present constitution, I would not return a demeaning statement of someone on me to them. I would not. Not in my present constitution. I really wouldn't. I just don't see any upside to it. I don't see any, you know, I don't see any nobility to it. So I won't do it. But again, I understand it if I see it, though. You call me a name, insulting me, and then you get all up in yourself if I insult you, like my mommy born a child who could be insulted, and your mommy born a child who couldn't be insulted. And somebody normally would say, well, monkey too. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
On the line.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I am right here, man. What's going on?
You sound like you're enjoying yourself this afternoon.
I just try almost every day, buddy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I know. You are running some 4 elections.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think at this time in the game, Mr. Pintar should still be worrying with Mr. Lewis?
I wouldn't be, but I don't know what he knows. I don't know what he knows.
Okay, but understand why I say that. Mm-hmm. Election is upon us, whether you believe it or not. Election can be, the Prime Minister knows the date.
Mm.
By now, the FNM should have at least named at least 20 candidates by now, to get them familiar with their constituency, to get their faces over there.
Yeah, but I don't buy that, brother. I don't buy that. You think this is going to be like them last election
where you check somebody in 6 months before election and people can vote for them?
No, but I don't buy that. First of all, bro, listen to me, right? I always tell you guys, right? Seriously, man. So you are a PLP supporter.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, of course. I know that you don't deny that. You admit that, right? So I have
to
tell
you.
They're
being
good to me. I accept that. So that's why I want to tell you, I don't believe any advice from you coming for the opposition party.
But let me say this,
that the opposition party
should
be taken.
Let me say this, Mr. Bindad. Mr. Bindad, let me say this. The FNM has about 2 or 3 people that are vying for candidacy. Mm. Some good people. Some people who could go on either side and make a difference.
Mm.
I know 2 or 3 people right now who are trying to get nomination for the FNM.
But the FNM then win one boogie load of elections over the last several terms, man. The FNM don't need no advice from you.
No, I don't want no advice. No.
Leave them people, use anybody running around telling the PLP how to pick their candidate.
Yes, I do.
No. I say you ain't see nobody in the FNM running around telling you all how to pick your candidate.
That's what you said, me. But let me tell you,
I expect you to go tell the PLP how to go pick their candidates because you're the PLP.
Listen to me. I said the FNM has about 2 or 3 people out of wine for candidacy for the FNM.
I got you, brother.
Good on the FNM.
FNM to tell that to the FNM. You shouldn't tell them that. I would not pick a candidate you asked me to pick.
I have some FNM friends. When I go around my VGs again, I can tell them.
Tell them to tell him, because they shouldn't listen to you.
You was my friend. You ain't gonna listen to me like.
No, you was my friend too, but I ain't gonna listen. I don't think you want me win. I'm saying if I'm an FNM, if I'm the FNM, I don't think you want me to win.
No, but if you have some good candidates, you have some good inspiring candidates, you might as well give it to you.
I got you, brother. I appreciate it. We got to go. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I said, God bless you. Take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever.